Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks, over here at Blog Talk Radio, Radio for Your Mind. I'm excited about today's call. I also want to welcome everybody that's watching us streaming live on the internet or checking out the archives. Man, we are having a blast in this new series, Put Your Dream to the Test. We yanked this out of John Maxwell's book with the same title, 10 Questions to Help You See and Seize It. And today we're talking about the passion question. And Steve Jobs really put something together here that I just think is phenomenal, because when you look at his career, you look at what he's done. He built a business. He lost his business. He built other businesses. He had pancreatic cancer. Here's what he says. If you're not working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be. When you are working on something that's exciting to you, that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision will pull you. Man, this is good. Listen to this. Let me say it again because I screwed that up. If you are working on something exciting that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. It will pull you along. That's powerful. See, the passion question, when you actually look at it, it asks you, does my dream compel me to follow it? And that's what we're talking about, from the ownership question all the way to the passion question. If it's not a dream that you have a difficult time going to sleep with, that if it's not a dream when you wake up in the morning that you're not excited about, then it may not be your dream. You know, that's the kicker. The passion question truly helps us determine, is it ours? Is it pulling us along? It's critical. I think passion is truly the critical element for everyone that wants to achieve anything in life. If you're not passionate about it, it isn't going to work. I think it's the starting point. You know, when I decided that I wanted to get married to Paige, it was a passion that started building up inside of me. And I'll tell you what, it was such a driving force. I thought, man, here I am, 16 years old. We've been friends since we were 14, but really hadn't hung out together. And then I'm getting ready to run a sound system for a large production because I do audio and video. And she's walking up. We had to go upstairs into a sound booth area. And she's going up a ladder in front of me. Man, I was sold from that point forward. And, I mean, here we've been together 21 years as married folks. We've been together almost since we've been, well, I mean, 30 years total. I get excited about that when I look at it, because a dream is the same way. At that point, it was just a dream. I hadn't asked her out. I hadn't talked to her. I hadn't done anything. 5 minutes later, she went and got me some coffee, you know, and that started something. Now I got to get my own coffee. But, you know, it's exciting when you look at a dream. Because as that little spark of passion, that desire starts to grow, all of a sudden it makes everything possible. And what had been just a few minutes before impossible, all of a sudden, not only did I ask her out, but then we were dating, and then a few years later we got married, and we've got 6 beautiful kids. We've got 2 grandkids here at the house. We live at the beach. It's been a phenomenal ride in a partnership. It was a dream for both of us that came together, and I think that's the cool thing. See, the road to any dream out there is going to be cluttered with detours, with problems, with disappointments. I can remember when Paige and I broke up because she didn't want to be barefoot and pregnant, and that's truly what I wanted. I wanted her barefoot, pregnant, 5 kids. She got scared, graduated a year early, ran off to Springfield to go to college. I graduated a semester early and went to the Marine Corps. It was a few years before we got together. There were some detours there. There were some obstacles that had to overcome. There was a lot of craziness, but it was worth pursuing. Is your dream worth pursuing? See, let's look for a second. What is it about passion that will help drive that dream? What is it about passion that gets us going? And when you look at this and you analyze it, it's the enthusiasm that not only gives us the energy, but it also gives us the focus. It gives us our focus in the present. Gives us a focus in the future. It keeps us driving forward to where we want to go. See, passion makes possible everything that we talk about. When I was pursuing Paige, when I was trying to date her, when I only wanted to be the person in her life. When I went to bed at night, I was thinking about Paige. When I got up in the morning, I was thinking about Paige. During the day, I was trying to figure out, could I send her roses? Could I just drop a card off to her house? How can I sit there and let her know that she's the one woman in my life? Now, are there other dreams and passions that have been fulfilled? Yeah, but this is one that, if you know our life story, you know it didn't come easy for us. a lot of extenuating circumstances out there before we finally got together. And the way we got together is basically a miracle. That's what you have to look at. So let's look at some things. I think there's three significant things here. Number one, passion pulls us up. It enables us to overcome the adversities. See, anytime we try to accomplish something of value in our life, it doesn't matter if it's dating somebody, it doesn't matter if it's getting married, it doesn't matter if it's a career move, it doesn't matter what it is. Anything that we want to accomplish with value, we're going to face adversity. It's that plain and simple. But what happens is the passion will get us over the top. The passion that we have, if it's truly our dream, will be that driving force to go through there. Because see, what happens is with any dream, the exciting part is in the beginning. It's that thrill of birthing the dream. It's the thrill of putting it down on writing. It's the excitement of saying, okay, here's where we're going. Here's what we're doing. Here's how we're going to do it. We start sharing it a little bit with close friends that we know feel like we do, and we're just great. It's going, and then we put the dream to the test. And we go out and we talk to somebody outside of our sphere of influence, and bam, they hit us over the head with a brick and say, that'll never work. That's not going to happen. We go out there, and maybe it's this big new adventure that we're getting started. Maybe it's a business, and we talk to people, or we go to a venture capitalist, or we go to do something, and all of a sudden we find out, that won't work. Why are you trying to do that? Or maybe it's a new network marketing adventure that we're on, and we find this product, and it's passion for us. And all of a sudden, people are saying, that's just flash in the pan, man. It won't be there for long. See, that's the sad part about dreams. But the fun thing is, a dream is kind of like a baby. You know, when the baby's made, when that conception time is happening, that's the time when the woman looks at the man and says, "I want to have a baby." And of course, he's thinking all kinds of thoughts, but he's saying, "Rock on, man! As long as she's in this mood, we're not going to hear no headaches tonight. No, I'm busy. None of that. We're going to have a baby." And the practice starts, and it gets exciting, and everybody's happy, and then Mama says, "I'm pregnant." And now everybody gets excited in a different way, and everything's happening, and then the baby's born. You're holding that little dream in your hands, and you're exciting, and you're thinking, wow. And then all of a sudden, the hard part takes effect. See, it's easy to make a baby. It's tough to raise one. But once you raise it and you look back and you see your dream has become a reality, all those hard knocks, all those late nights, all those calls from the police, oh, wait a minute, that's my family, not yours, but all of that good stuff happens. See, it's harder, but when you have a dream that you're passionate about, all those obstacles make it worthwhile. And that's how we feel with all of our kids. You know, but that's how you got to be with a dream. You know, the key to success, I think, is answering a few little things here. You got to believe when others are doubting. You've got to plan why others are playing. You've got to study why others are sleeping. You've got to decide why others are delaying. I mean, these are good little phrases John put in here. You've got to prepare why others are daydreaming. You've got to begin why others are procrastinating. And the list goes on. But number two, passion pushes us out, giving us the initiative. See, to succeed in life, we must stay within our strength zone. We talked about this yesterday. There's certain things that you're good at, and you've got to stay in that. If you're going to succeed, but at the same time, to achieve a dream, you've got to push through your comfort zone. You want to stay within your strengths, but you want to push out of complacency and move to that next level. That's what happens. Think about it for a second. Have you ever accomplished anything of significance? I mean anything, without pushing through that comfort zone? I can remember that first time as I'm sitting there talking with Paige, and I'm finding out that she is not just a beautiful, hot young thing, and I mean we're 16 at the time, but she was smart. She wasn't stuck up like I thought. She was just shy. And as we started talking, I said, would you like to go out one night on a date? She said, I'd love to do that. I thought, this is cool. This is awesome. So I set it up. It was a beautiful dinner theater that I had enjoyed, and I thought, man, this would be great. It'd be just the two of us, intimate in the back corner. And she called up and said, I'd rather not do that. Can we just go eat Pizza Hut? I'm just a country girl at heart. Heck yeah, let's go eat. That's cool. So we went and we ate at Pizza Hut. Then I remember her calling me one Sunday afternoon and saying, I'm going to go try to fulfill a dream. Will you drive me? And I said, sure, where are we going? She goes, I'll tell you when we get there. And I said, okay. She jumps up in my truck with me and my little poodle, and we head over to the Chiefs Stadium, where she had decided to try out as a Chiefette, because she was a gymnast and a cheerleader. And I thought, man, I might be dating a cheerleader, a Chiefette here. This rocks. Now, she didn't make the cut, but man, it was so cool, because I went around for months saying, oh yeah, my baby girl, she tried out for the Chiefette. So you gotta pursue it. You might not make that dream, but that passion helps you get out of the comfort zone. And that's what it did for her. She went out and tried out in front of all these girls, no problem. She got out of the comfort zone. That's what you have to do. Stay within your strengths. I mean, she was good at cheerleading. She was good at gymnastics. She's helped train world athletes. She's worked for a worldwide coach at the Olympics. Just wasn't meant to be. She was meant to be a best-selling inspirational romance writer, not a cheerleader. See, that you got to do that. Think about it, and when you look at all of your back, you'll see anything that you've done that significantly impacted your life or somebody else's, you had to pull outside of that comfort zone. Most people, though, this is the sad part. Most people, and me included, we don't like to move outside our comfort zone. We resist it. We want to stay where we're at. Over the years, actually it was since I was in the Marine Corps, comfort zone really didn't matter anymore. Now I can push through just about anything. I may not succeed at it at the level somebody else does, but I'll push out of my comfort zone. But I stay within my strengths. I had somebody the other day say, Troy, what is it that you're good at? I said, well, I'm good at writing, I'm good at coaching, and I'm good at speaking. I know I'm good at those things. I'm not a good prospector. I'm not a good personal recruiter. I can network like crazy. I mean, I can put people together like you wouldn't believe. But I'm not one of these super-duper guys that ever goes out there and says, yeah, I recruited 135,000 people frontline to me. It just didn't going to happen. But see, if you can be one of the few that will push through that comfort zone, then you won't be destined to a life of mediocrity at all. The third thing that it does, is passion positions us well. It gives us, the greatest odds to succeed. See, there was nothing gonna hold me back from dating Paige. And when I thought I had lost her forever, as most of you know, I'm sitting in a small bookstore doing some work for a friend of mine, and a buddy says, if you had it to do all over again, man, which one would you be with that didn't get away? And I said, it'd be Paige. And from across the store, a girl said, Paige Winship. And I said, that's her. 2 months later, Paige finds me in a church. She'd been on a ski trip. She'd been on a trip to Mexico. She comes in looking hotter than ever. I'm sitting down with a girl that I thought, well, man, maybe we'll go out. And Paige came up and said, hey, would you like to go see a movie? I was out of my seat. I was sitting by her, and we have been together ever since. So you get outside your comfort zone, you let passion move you in the right direction, and I guarantee you the odds of success are going to grow. Albert Schweitzer, a missionary doctor, observed it this way. Success is not the key to happiness. Happiness is the key to success. If I was married to anybody but Paige, I'm not sure I would have been able to hit the level of personal success that we've hit. I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about the personal level. The fact that we've been able to grow together, we've been able to raise a family that truly understands entrepreneurship, they understand network marketing, it's third generation now, they understand that you can go after things, and if you stay within your strength zone, there's nothing that you can't accomplish. See, that's the difference. If I was married to somebody that was living a mediocre life, that wasn't willing to pursue her own dreams, that didn't have passion, I'm not sure where we've ended up. And the sad thing is, I believe the majority of the people don't follow their passion. They decide, they make a choice based on what people say, based on what they think people are going to do, and they decide to live a frustrated, unhappy life. They marry somebody that they're not truly in love with. They may have been in lust with them, but it's not their soulmate. They follow a career path that their mommy and daddy set them on. You know, as much as it frustrates me that my dad wanted me to do everything but what he did, I look back now and I think, man, I'd have made a lousy Teamster because I don't like authority and I don't like people telling me what I have to do. I would have made probably a lousy truck driver because there's so many idiot drivers on the road, I'd have run somebody over, probably been in jail. He pushed me to do something different. I don't know why, but I know that the path that I chose is something nobody else would. I'll never forget when my friend said, if you don't go to college, you're not worth crap. And here I am achieving meritorious masses in the Marine Corps for doing things above and beyond the call of duty. I've succeeded at running companies without a college education. We've been blessed to override large organizations in network marketing. We've been voted to have one of the best blogs in network marketing. We've been voted to be one of the top 500 VIPs in network marketing. I'm not telling you this out of some pride or ego. I'm saying when you pursue and you stay within your strengths, this is what happens. Nobody's been out there putting me in a book because I'm the most financially secured network marketer in the world. Nobody put me in some voted me as being the guy that recruited more people than anybody else. Nobody puts me out there and says if you want somebody that can wine them and dine them and close them on the phone, this is who you go to. No, not at all. I stayed within my strengths, and then we pursued our dream. Folks, that's what it takes if you're going to kick this into high gear. You cannot set back and wait. You cannot set back and say, well, maybe the tomorrow will come. You cannot set back and misunderstand the law of attraction and think, okay, if I just close my eyes and meditate, it's gonna miraculously appear in front of me. You've got to take action. You've got to go out there and do something. You've got to stoke the fire. And there's some questions you can ask yourself. If you put a passion scale together and you put it down a sheet of paper from 10 to 1, you can ask yourself these questions. Number 10, my passion, is it hot? Is it so hot that other people are getting on fire? Number 9, I cannot imagine my life without my dream. Number 8, I'm willing to sacrifice other important things for my dream. Number 7, I'm fired up by my dream, but there's other things that are more important right now. I get preoccupied. Number 6, I enjoy it as one of my many interests. Number 5, I could take or leave my dream. It's no big deal. Number 4, I really prefer not to think about it. It's more like a nightmare. Number 3, I really go out of my way to avoid it. Number 2, I put it on my list of least favorite things to remember. Or number 1, I'd rather have a root canal without anesthesia than to follow my dream. Now, if you hit number 8, 9, or 10, I mean, you're really kicking it up there, then you're focused. But if you haven't, and your dream is frustrating you, and there's really nothing there for you, and you're wondering what the heck's going on, then there's some things that you can ask yourself here. See, number 1, you need to take into account your natural temperament. See, sometimes we get wrapped up, and I've seen this in network marketing a lot. People get wrapped up here, and they think that they got to be like the doggone late-night TV evangelist that wants all the money, and people that are dead-busted broke are writing them checks. But see, if your personality's not what it isn't going to happen. See, everyone is different. Everyone has a uniqueness. Everyone has a personality strength. And perhaps your natural personality type may be melancholy, where you just like to get things done. You really don't want all that hoopla and all that charismatic stuff going on. Or maybe it's phlegmatic, where you value your peace. You'd rather be alone than be in crowds. You may be naturally enthusiastic. You may even demonstrate to those closest to you that you're excited about what's going on, but you don't like to be a spectacle. My baby girl, my woman's that way. One of my daughters is that way. Follows strictly in her mom's footsteps. I've got another one of my girls that are just like me. She can be in front of a stage and it doesn't bother her at all. See, you got to know the personality. Where are you at? Because it may not be that you're not succeeding at your dream. You just may have put some expectations on you from other people because of their personality type. See, sometimes you'll get a person that's got a sanguine personality where you just like to have fun. and you're so excited and passionate out there, and your dream kind of follows you instead of you following your dream a little bit. You know, and you do things out of excitement, but you don't really have a plan. Or then there's that choleric type where you want to get things done your way. You know, you don't want somebody else to tell you how to do it. You've got your dream. You know how you want to accomplish it, and you're going to go for it. And that can stagnate you a little bit. See, when you take into account your natural temperament, here's the bottom line. You'll sustain your passion based on that natural temperament. It's kind of like cooking. I'm a barbecue. I love to barbecue. And if I go out and put ribs on, I can put ribs on in one of two ways. I can go out and put them on a really hot fire and cook them very fast, or I can slow cook them. One of the two. Sometimes our dreams are that way. Sometimes it's like a good old brisket where, you've got all that nice spices on there and you've wrapped her up tight and you're going to have her out there 5 or 6 hours. See, whether it's a hot flash or whether it's 5 or 6 hours, whether it's a year, whether it's 10 years, like our dream to live at the beach, if you're passionate about it and you don't let the obstacles get in your way, you can fulfill your dream. Number two, you've got to keep your eye on what's most important. Folks, if you're going to hit your dream, you've got to stay focused. One of the best books I've ever read, and it was recommended by John Maxwell of the Catalyst Conference. We actually had one of the authors, Barry Posner, come in and share, and it's called The Leadership Challenge. And they list 5 things that you've got to do if you want to take your life to the next level. It's one of the greatest books. I suggest that everybody read it, because when you do, it will blow your mind forever. It will share things with you. Unbelievable. And there's more CEOs of Fortune 100 companies that have read and used that book than any other book out there. Number three, you've got to overcome the fear of being different than others. Look, we've already determined most people will not follow their dreams. Their pipe dreams, their daydreams, their whatever. That's life. I was on the phone with a CEO of a company 2 days ago. And we were laughing because he's splitting up with a partner of his. They're forming 2 companies. The reason they are is because his partner is always talking about selling the dream. Just sell the dream. You don't need to know about the products or services. Just sell the dream. That was pretty good mantra back in the 80s, early 90s. But now there's a lot more than just selling the dream, because we're seeing network marketing come into its own with very sophisticated products and services that are out there. And it just frustrated this other CEO, because he's saying, you got to know the business, you got to know what to tell people. And because of these 2 different ideologies, the company was failing. I believe both of these companies will succeed now that they've split up, because they're both following their dreams and not trying to follow each other's dreams. Folks, that's the key here. You've got to not worry about being different. Make that change. Follow your dream, because other people won't do it. And I can tell you what, early in my career, I felt like an outsider. I was younger than what the average person should have been joining our business. I didn't have any kids. I wasn't married at the time. And here I am out there talking to people older than I am about their finances. I'm talking to people with kids and I don't have any. I'm talking to married folks and I'm not married. I felt really weird. Then I looked around me and I see all this recruiting going on, all these people making lots of money. I got disappointed. I stayed part-time a lot longer because I watched what everybody else was doing. I didn't follow my own pursuit. Then I realized I didn't really have a definition of my dream. I didn't know what I was doing. Today, I have it all down. I know what my strengths are. I know where I'm going. But I never let all that stuff get to me. I never stopped. I just kept going, because the people that achieve their dreams will stand out above the crowd. And eventually, because of my tenacity, because of my never-give-up attitude, I started having mentors take notice, and they started pulling me in. And they took this raw piece of coal, and they fired it up, and they fired it so hot that all of a sudden it became a big crystallized rock. And then they started honing that down until they finally got the diamond that they wanted. And I'm a long ways from being perfect. I'm still rough around the edges. But it's through that mentoring of other people, that coaching of other people, that it's helped us to achieve what little level that we've had. Number four, you've got to resist the apathy that often accompanies aging. Folks, this is a big one here. The older we get, the more complacent we become. The more we say, oh, what the use? Oh, I didn't touch it then. I won't do it now. not Colonel Sanders was 65 years old before he became a millionaire. Now we have a KFC everywhere. You cannot let that take place. See, as kids, we're so passionate, we're excited, we're going to take the world on. As teenagers, we're invincible. There's nothing we can't do. There's nobody we can't find. There's nothing out there that will stop us. By the time we've got a couple of kids, we're in our 30s, we're slowing down a little bit, and we're thinking, well, do I have the money for that? Can I do that? What should I do? Listen, following your dream has nothing to do with finances. A dream worth pursuing is one that you would do if it was for free. One of the reasons that I think network marketers don't feel like they've made it is because they're with the wrong company. It's not a company that helps fulfill their passion and helps fulfill their dream. You have to be with the right company. But don't allow this to happen to you. Don't allow apathy to set in. Don't stop going after your dream. I would not be living with the most beautiful woman in the world for me. I would not be living with on the beaches of the Emerald Coast in the second most traveled to destination in Florida, the world's number one luckiest fishing village, if I hadn't pursued a dream. I wouldn't have six wonderful kids. I wouldn't have great granddaughters running around all over the place. I wouldn't be married with a best-selling inspirational romance writer if we had not followed our dreams. If we'd have just been apathetic like everybody said to be, we would not be where we're at today. It's tough. It's the toughest thing you'll ever do. There's going to be setbacks. There's going to be obstacles. There's going to be disappointments. That's what makes it all the better. That sharpening, that tempering of the metal when you come out the other side is beautiful. So ask yourselves these questions. Write these down real quick. We got a couple minutes. Do you lack passion because you do not own your dream? You got to be honest with yourself. Do you lack passion because you do not own your dream? Do you lack passion because you do not see it clearly enough? That's always a possibility. Maybe you just haven't gotten a clear picture. Write down what this dream will look like when you achieve it. Do you lack passion because your dream doesn't match your talents or your skills? Are you living somebody else's dream? Did you buy into the myth that as long as you believe it, you can achieve it? And you're out here trying to do something that you just have no talents whatsoever to accomplish. Does your natural temperament disguise your passion? Now, that's a good one. See, if your natural temperament is disguising your passion, people may not be following you because they just don't think you're passionate enough. Now you may need to find people that are more like you to help you fulfill that passion. See, that's the big thing. Or you need to go find somebody that's crazy like me that you can sit down and talk to that understands your dream and passion and you move it on. Sometimes it takes another person to be the actual cheerleader and able to get that dream off the ground. And the last question, is your passion stifled by the fear of being different? Actually, I'm going to give you one more. Is your passion stifled because you're afraid of what people will think because you'll be different? And the last, has your passion been diminished as you've gotten older? Folks, find the answers to those questions. When you do, all of a sudden the passion will come back, or you'll be changing your dream into something that can become reality. That's key right there. When Paige named our first company, she named it DBR Holding Group, Dreams Becoming Reality. And we've been living that mantra ever since. Our kids live that mantra. That's the passion. That's the key to what we're doing here. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the pathway question. Do I have the strategy to reach my dream? This is where we start getting into those nitty-gritty. It's been psychological. It's been philosophical. It's been emotional up to this point. Now we're going to be digging a little deeper. Now we're going to get into the middle of this thing. Now we're going to look at what's it take. You know, Les Brown says it this way. We must look for ways to be an active force in our lives. We must take charge of our own destinies, design a life of substance, and truly begin to live our dreams. That is the key, without a doubt. Folks, thanks for being on the call today. I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow. Radio for your mind. Live life like it's an epic adventure. We'll talk to you soon.